The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Yes, it is Tuesday, and Tuesday is Tuesday with Tim. It's always good to talk with Congressman William Timmons. Good morning, sir. I've missed being able to talk with you over the past few weeks. Hope you're doing well.
Joey, it is wonderful to be with you this morning. I have missed you being here as well, and I just want to say we're so happy to have you back. We love Deb. We love her an enormous amount, but
yes,
we have missed you, and we're glad you're back.
Well, thank you, sir. Yeah, Deb is a trooper. She jumped in and filled in for me when I couldn't be here, and so just blessed to have her. But I did miss our Tuesday morning conversations. By the way, Congressman, you know, it's interesting sometimes as someone who you know, I talk on the radio every morning, and quite often when I'm out somewhere, I'll have someone say, "Are you Joey?" when they hear me talking, because they recognize your voice. And that's sort of an odd thing for me, but so my wife Peg was she was in a restaurant the other day, and she said, "Well, I saw Congressman William Timmons the other day." I said, "Really?" She said, "Yes." She said, "I heard his voice across the room," and she didn't have a chance to say hello to you, but she immediately recognized your voice as she heard you across the room. You're having dinner with some friends.
Oh my goodness, I'm almost as famous as you are. I love it.
There you go. let's jump in. Lots to talk about. Of course, yesterday, President Biden talking about the mask. And I have to question the timing of the announcement last week. And he kind of put the full court press yesterday on the fact that, hey, if you want to go without a mask, then you need to get vaccinated.
Well, I think that everyone in South Carolina and most of the people in the 4th Congressional District think that it's absolutely ridiculous that the President of the United States is telling people that they can either wear a mask for forever or get a vaccine. And, I mean, you know, he's already gone on record saying he's against vaccine passports. I'm not sure what the difference is between telling people they can't take their mask off if they don't get a vaccine. I mean, it's just wild. But, again, I want to promise everyone listening that we will never have vaccine passports. And quite frankly, we're to the point where if you don't want to get a vaccine and you don't want to wear a mask, you are playing with the future in the way that you want to. So
right.
I don't think that we're going to be dealing with this much longer. But, you know, this is the person that we have in the White House, and we got, you know, three and a half years left. So
yeah,
we'll just keep pushing through.
Well, and thank goodness the numbers are just really looking great. I mean, Texas announcing that on Sunday was the first day since the pandemic started that they had zero cases. Of course, you know, it was just a few weeks ago when Texas Governor Abbott was reducing a lot of the restrictions, allowing businesses to reopen, and President Biden said it was Neanderthal thinking. Fast forward a few weeks. Yeah, no. So other big news, of course, yesterday, the Supreme Court taking up a Mississippi abortion ban. I mean, this is the case that we have been waiting for, possibly. Fill us in on the details of that.
Well, I mean, Roe v. Wade was decided in 1973. So much has changed since then. The court is so different, and technology and our understanding of science has all changed. So it is appropriate that they will be rehearing the issue of life. And I'm confident that they're going to change the ruling. And I think that it will protect life even more than we do now. So I'm optimistic, but it's definitely going to be something to follow.
Well, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves was quoted as saying, quote, "The sanctity of life, the future of our children, Mississippi is the forefront of protecting both, and that is what is at stake in the case that we've been praying the U.S. Supreme Court would decide to hear." And so, look, this is the first step. It's my understanding that they probably will be taking this up sometime in the fall, and yes, it's big news And of course, we've seen a lot of things on the financial front. I was in Lowe's for the first time over the weekend, needed to pick up a few things, and I was looking at some of the cost of lumber, and it is quite amazing. And it looks like, you know, the inflation factor is back in.
It absolutely is. And I've spent a lot of time investigating this because obviously lumber was up first, but then everything else at Home Depot and Lowe's started going up. PVC pipes through the roof. Everything is, you know, 200 to 300% more than it should be. And the best explanation that I've been given is that essentially people slowly going back to work or not going back to work as quickly as they could because of the federal unemployment benefits is causing massive challenges in the supply chain. For example, in Los Angeles, they actually have freighters with, you know, enormous amounts of cargo sitting off the coast of California for days and weeks because they can't get them unloaded fast enough because the unions are refusing to go back to work at the port. Yeah. So it's a huge challenge. It's a scarcity issue. Everybody's trying to get back going. And when all of our supply chains, when we just don't have the stuff, whether it's, you know, lumber or PVC pipes or electrical equipment, when we don't have it, it raises the price because it's a scarce good and more people want it than we have it. So that's causing prices to go up. I hope it's not inflation because we got $30 trillion in debt and we're spending like drunken sailors. But, we just got to get back to work and get our economy back going again. Joey, real quick, before we go, I just want to thank the governor and the General Assembly. 5 years ago, I filed a bill in the Senate to fix the death penalty. And, you know, the fact that someone had been sentenced to death, we currently have 37 people on death row. And the fact that they could overturn the jury's verdict just because they say, well, I want to get electrocuted. I want to get lethal injection. And I know you can't get the drug, so you can't execute me. The fact that that lasted for as long as it did is insane. And if we let them challenge the law that the governor just signed by saying that it wasn't the law that they were sentenced under, and we're stuck with this ridiculous paradigm of they're just going to say, well, I'd prefer to not be put to death after, you know, committing these heinous crimes and being sentenced that way. I mean, sure, nobody wants to deal with the consequences of their actions, but I'm hopeful that we can start giving these families justice. And I'm just very thankful that the governor and the General Assembly finally have gotten this fixed.
So you worked on that when you were in the state Senate, huh?
I got it out of the Senate 5 years ago. I thought that had fixed it because the House was far more conservative than the Senate at that time. But that's a long story. But the subcommittee chairman of the Criminal Justice Judiciary Committee was a Democrat, and he never gave it a hearing. And I didn't understand the House procedure enough to know how to fix that. I could have if I knew, but I was a freshman.
Well, it is crazy, and I've read some of the comments that some of the people who opposed it, you know, they were talking about, well, it's unconstitutional or it's changing the rules in the middle of the game. Look, if you're convicted of a crime that sentenced you to death, then the method that you're put to death, I don't know, I don't see how that's changing the rules of the game. I mean, what about the victims of those horrible crimes? They should have some closure, just as the governor said yesterday when he tweeted this. And so I agree with you. I applaud their efforts because we just need to move on. And look, I hate it that we have people who are going to be put to death. But, hey, they did something that put themselves into that position. And to be able to hide behind a law knowing, who's not going to choose lethal injection if you know it's never going to happen because the state can't get the drugs. So that was a major accomplishment, and I'm glad to know you worked on it when you were in the state Senate because it was very much needed. Always good to talk with you. Glad you're back. I've missed our conversations, and we'll talk again next week.
Hey, welcome back to you. Welcome back. Look forward to it.
Thank you. Congressman William Timmons, have a blessed day.